Tea, Coffee, Murder. Episode 4, A Vintage Killing. Written by Ellen Barksdale. Narrated by Jessica Whittaker. Prologue, in which a gruesome crime occurs.
Here we are, she said to herself, smoothing down her blazer.
She brushed a strand of hair out of her face and pushed it under the brim of her hat. She stood slightly hunched, as if her back ached, and her stiff, thin fingers were covered by white gloves. Her clothes were testimony to the fashion of a time past. She peered at her surroundings and glanced at her wristwatch, 10:20. The cottage was weathered but cosy-looking, surrounded by a battered old fence. Its low-pitched roof supported wine-red tiles, and the small windows framed authentic bull's-eye glass panes. A tabby cat dozed on an old wooden bench near the front door. Under the bench, a blackbird was sipping from the cat's water bowl. She lifted the latch of the gate and pushed it open. In her left arm, the woman gingerly carried something wrapped in a thick blanket. Despite the homely style, an open sign hanging on the window of the door of the cottage indicated this was not an abode, but a shop. An antique shop. Behind this door was a generously sized salesroom, crowded with antique furniture, objects d'art, and curiosities.
Good morning, a friendly male voice rang out. How can I help you?
The woman looked around.
Good morning. Are you Mr. Burlington?
Yes, I am. Stuart, in fact.
He was in his mid-50s, with a narrow face that seemed elongated by a high receding hairline. His curly hair was the same shade of grey as his precisely trimmed moustache. Burlington wore a burgundy shirt, a beige tweed waistcoat, and suit trousers in the same shade. His feet were in checked
Sample complete. Ready to continue?